we're staying with the area of healthcare and the area of, I suppose, keeping people out of hospital. A key part to that is the work that's done by healthcare assistants in relation to visiting people in their homes, making sure they're okay, spotting things before they develop, and just helping people live a more independent life. That is all going to come under pressure now because Kerry's SIP2 members in the HSE Home Support Service have voted in favour of strike action. A SIP2 ballot counted at Liberty Hall in Dublin this week delivered a 95% mandate for industrial action, up to and including strike action. With me on the line to talk about this is the SIP2 organiser in this particular area, Natasha Linehan Tracy. Natasha, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme. Can you tell me, first of all, were you surprised or not surprised by the overwhelming nature of the support for this industrial action?
Good morning, Gerry, and all the listeners in Kerry Radio, and thank you for having me on. We're fighting this campaign since 2018, and our members don't take the decision lightly to ballot for industrial and strike action. Unfortunately, we've felt at this stage, since 2018, here we are in 2026 trying to resolve the terms and conditions of their employment, and we're so frustrated, and our members are the last thing any SIP2 member wants to do working as a healthcare assistant in home support is to do any sort of industrial action or strike action that would affect the clients they go into, because they will always put their clients up before their own needs and they go above and beyond serving the community 7 days a week. So unfortunately,
and that's what they want to, that's what you want to continue doing, I'd imagine. Yes. This does stretch back quite a number of years. What are the key points? This goes to the Working Time Act of 1997, and also underpayments dating back to 2018.
Yeah, so there's breaches of the Organisation Working Time Act, and it's resulting into a burnout from excessive splits, inadequate breaks, rostering systems being done incorrectly, and people not being given their minimum 11-hour break between shifts. And it's no, their pay is not incorrect, but the problem is there are other parts of the terms and conditions under the Organisation Working Time Act which haven't been paid by the HSE, which are outstanding to our members.
And that's what you're looking for. There's an issue with contractors as well, is there?
Yeah, so we have a huge issue. Some of the HSE would outsource the work rather than giving it to the directly employed staff. We're seeking that all our members and all the people working in the healthcare assistance home support would be given direct employment before it would even be considered giving it to the private contractors.
Okay, and that's not happening?
In some parts it is, in some parts it's not. It depends geographically on, and as you can understand, this Cork and Kerry is very geographically spread out. So we're just hoping that the HSE will come to the table, sit down and talk to us and try and resolve this issue before we have to take strike action, because that's the very last resort. Now, we have been mandated by our members because they are so frustrated at this stage by a 95% mandate, which is a huge mandate. And we will, like you can see, it's 8 years that we've been trying to negotiate to resolve these issues, and our members have gone beyond frustrated, and that's why we're at the space we're in.
Yeah, and just on that Cork-Kerry situation, is there more contractors being used here because of the large area being covered? Is that why it's a particular issue, or is it just a combination of the issues like in Donegal, Clare and Limerick as well?
It's a combination of all the issues.
Okay, can you answer me this? When, I know you're meeting to discuss, Natasha, the dates. When and what form would you anticipate this would start off? Would it start with a work to rule? Would it ramp up over that time?
Well, if once the SIP2 serve notice on the HSE, under industrial relations, we have to serve 21 days notice. And because of health, where if you're working in another environment, in a factory or something, it's 7 days. But with health, we have to serve 21 days notice. And our committee would decide, once we've served notice, which actions we will be taking. And that's the members who are on the committee.
Yeah. Okay. And now Bernard Loster, speaking in the news over the last number of days, said he's the CEO of the HSE. He said the two most important parts of the home help service are the people who receive that service, the people who provided for them, whom I have the greatest respect for. I believe with the machinery and mechanisms that are available, I'm sure we'll come to a sensible resolution. Do you accept that statement? But you're 8 years trying to get a sense of a resolution, I'd imagine.
Yes. Yeah. So we're always hopeful of that. And that's why our members, in fairness, they didn't take this action lightly. Like, we're fighting since 2018. Here we are in 2026. And we're seeking that the HSE will come to the table now and resolve this issue. But if they don't, unfortunately, we will have to take the action that we're mandated for.
Yeah, and up to and including all-out strike?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay, like, Natasha, final point.
Our members want to take this action.
I was going to ask you about that, Natasha. You just heard what I read out there about University Hospital Kerry.
Yes.
They're not able to answer their phones. There's 34 people on trolleys. They're reminding people again that the visitor station, because they're under such pressure with flu. If there was any sort of trouble on the home care front, that would only add to that problem, I'd imagine.
It would have a huge impact on it. It would completely. If it's bad now, if the healthcare assistants remove their service, can you imagine what way the health system would collapse at this stage?
So you're calling the HSE
to come to the table to talk to us.
Okay, all right, Natasha, listen, look, thanks very much for outlining your points of view this morning. We'll see where it goes from there. That's Natasha Linehan-Tracy there, SIP2 organiser in the healthcare assistance area, the HSE home support service across Kerry. Donegal, Clare and Limerick have voted for strike action getting underway in about 2 weeks' time from the notice that they've served, 2.5 weeks' time, and ramping up from there if it isn't resolved. If you've a view, get in touch with us in the programme. A lot of people use, a lot of families rely on this service in Kerry.